endless nights and the oceans are marooned.
I've been hiding from the world, and I need to re-enter. And then, the funniest thing happened.
Teenage savages go wild in a juvenile jungle of lust and lawlessness.
Pittsburgh. Okay, I like this.
That two-beat pattern is the music brought to the United States of America by the communist conspiracy to corrupt teenagers.
Apologies, but you have tuned in to Mind Funnel. We're going to bring you some rock. We'll bring you some roll. We're making the manic playlists on a Monday night so you don't have to. And other such slogans. I've been testing another slogan. Is another one here is, wait, come back. yes, thank you for tuning in. The Mind Funnel, it's nice to be back. I've been off for about a month. Summer holidays, summer road trips, all that kind of stuff. But pretty excited to be back with a pretty gnarly show today. I've got a guest who I'll be introducing soon. Really stoked to have a guest on the show. I love it. That way I don't have to talk alone into the void. I've got a friend to do it with. We need that. Ha! Right on. Here in the train car in Smithers, 93.9 FM. CICK Smithers Community Radio, coming to you from unceded Kasia territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. All right, enjoy. Let's chat in a bit. Mind Funnel. We'll be right back. There it is. There's your welcome back. Yes, yes, this is Mind Funnel on 93.9 FM, CICK, Smithers Community Radio. And like I said, I have a guest tonight. I'm really excited. I started stalking a local metalhead and managed to get her on the show. It is the... Oh, wait, hold on. I wrote a little intro so we could get there. Oh, we have a special guest tonight. She's become an essential CICK volunteer and a coordinator, an instant classic, or perhaps a classic in Smithers. The heavily tattooed, the absolutely feral dog mom, Indra. Don't be nervous. This is the first time talking on air, I think, but
yeah.
Don't be nervous. Lean in there.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much. What an introduction.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in. Indra and I just spent about 50 minutes getting deep, had to break down some barriers, and just love the conversation. And I actually, the funny thing was, hey, let's thank a sponsor and get into my story of why I thanked Indra for coming on, found Indra for coming on my show. As you know, at CICK, we rely on funding and volunteers, and one of those sponsors is, in fact, Ranch House Tattoos, who did one of my tattoos.
Hell yeah.
And I was talking with Leroy, and I started talking with Leroy about music, and he was like, he directed me to his like PR, which would be you. Apparently.
I like that. Heck yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I started like stalking you down and asking you for some recommendations and to come on the show. And I'm sorry, I'm kind of putting you on the spot here. Mm-hmm. But how long have you been in Smithers now?
5 years.
You have been here for
yeah,
5 years?
Yeah, 5 years. Moved right when COVID was happening.
Okay.
Moved over from Berlin. Had already made plans to move back to Canada after being there for 13 years. Yeah. And then COVID happened and all of my shit was...
Yeah.
Excuse me, on a ship already coming over to Canada. So all I was following.
All your ship was on a ship.
Yeah, that's
I think
what
that's
I said.
What I heard.
Yeah, exactly.
Explicit content.
Yeah, I was like, put that warning in there, please.
Put your kids to bed.
Yeah, I'm going to try my hardest to be a good girl.
No, don't. We need you feral.
I was just going to say, I wore my feral shirt today.
Listen,
so.
Yeah, put the kids to bed. We're good. Listen, to the 9 listeners, thank you for tuning in. If you're one of those driving westward into Smithers, sorry about the crazy-ass signs. I always say that on air. I don't know. But, you know, those signs have been great. I get all my medical information from those signs.
Yeah. Man, when I first came here and I saw the first one, it was like it first started just with like the Jesus Saves, and then it's like it morphed through COVID with so many. But now... they're all taken down because of the bike lane that's going in there.
I was wondering why. Okay.
And I've always thought like, ooh, how nice would it have been to be the person that got to go and be like, guess what? Those
we're
signs gotta
it
go.
Over.
Yeah, because they were.
When I moved here, it was all like anti-abortion stuff,
yeah.
And it was really awkward. It was like I called it like either Twitter for old people mm-hmm. or like slow motion social media because. Someone would put up like an anti something like an anti-abortion sign or something, and then someone would burn it down, right? Yeah. And then they'd put it up again, and it was this whole like slow motion catastrophe over several months. And as someone from the city, I was like, "What is going on?"
Yeah, same.
Here?
I was like, "What? Where have I landed?" To be quite frank, when I saw some of the things, or like the little crosses that they put out on Mother's Day and stuff too, I'm like, "Dang,
oh, yeah.
Okay."
Oh,
wow.
you were here for like, so,
oh yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe you were deep in hiding. I didn't know you'd been here for 5 years.
Deep in hiding, live in the bush.
That's right.
There was a reason.
Nice. Well, glad to meet you. I feel like we've just met. So.
Heck yeah.
Anyway, I asked Indra to come on the show and share some music, and she brought a couple. Songs, which we're going to get into in a bit here. Any other sponsors we should thank? Let's thank a gold sponsor, Nature's Pantry. Thank you. Located on First Ave. Hey, where is Ranch House located now again?
Oh my gosh, what
is it?
It's
Third? Third?
Third. Yeah, on the same one as Smithers Brewing.
Yes. Okay.
Right.
But over towards the.
Like towards when you're going towards like No Frills.
No Frills, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that fourth then?
I think it's fourth. Yeah,
we should know that.
Gosh, don't ask me about. Yeah. There's only like five streets in this town. And
still
I don't
a wicked place to get tattooed. They just got a new location.
Yeah, come on by, please.
Yeah,
come
get tattooed. Thanks for supporting community radio. That's awesome. All right, so you brought a song for us. This we're gonna play Thou next, and this is a long one called Heathen. What does this song bring you? Why'd you pick it?
Well, I would say probably Thou is like hands down one of my favorite bands. We were talking about it a little bit before, but they just have like so many albums and so many EPs. And just so many splits. And I don't know. I'm a big fan of like Sludge.
Yeah.
I love me a long, good 9-minute song.
A journey.
Yeah. And I love a slow burn. So this kind of like hits all the spots. And honestly, I feel like they're complete poets, like with their lyrics and stuff. So if you ever get a chance to just kind of like check that out.
Yeah.
But this whole entire album, like the song's Feral Fawn, but the whole album Heathen is, like probably my favorite one. So, and I listen to this up and down. Nonstop.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. I feel like I don't know. I guess it's not that recent a trend, but yeah, metal songs are getting pretty damn long, which is sweet. Like, I listened to some new bands, young bands out of Vancouver, and I think by their like second album, what am I thinking of here? I have to rack my brain in a second. But by their second album, they were already writing like 9-minute songs,
I
was like, okay, these guys are on a journey. And they're bringing this on one.
Mm-hmm. Like, don't get me wrong, I love me also too. Like a good old like Napalm Death 30-second song, or even like theirs that's like 3 seconds.
Yeah,
I love a little. It's like the lyrics are like, why we suffer, but why?
Yeah.
But,
that's it. Good question.
Yeah, man.
Please.
But I do love a good like, give me a 10-minute song that takes forever to get to the point.
Let's do it. All right. Let's get right to the point.
Yeah.
Thou and Feral Fawn, thanks you for tuning in. Indra, we'll talk to you in a second.
Yeah.
and we're back. I've been forgetting to call out the songs as they go by. So, this in the background here is Knives with I Hope You Get It. I Hope You Fucking Get It. And before that, of course, was the long Feral Fawn from Thou. Before that was Guapa with Mammon. I have no idea. And before that was The Armed, Well-Made Play. And before that was Spalsa, which I think is a Norwegian word for question. Hours to Kill. And before that, this is terrible. I should have been calling them like after every three songs, but I'm going to keep going. Before that was Lo Pan with Savage Heart. That was kind of a cool, what's this? What? Remind me tomorrow. Get out of here, stupid computer. Yeah, so good vibes in all those songs. Loving it. Thanks for bringing Thou. I like the long, that's Doomy, Sludgy?
Yeah, Doom. Some good old sludge.
Yeah, Doom is a little slower. Yeah. Sludge is like got the grating sort of vocals. I love it too.
Yeah.
Nice. And we got, what do we got? Background here is Harakari for the Sky with Autumn I'll Surrender. Yeah, I don't know. Any of the themes that were, what are we talking about in the background here? Being yourself.
Yeah.
Just showing up.
Authentically.
I know. You know what? It's kind of hard. Like, I think that's what I like about, like, and I was talking about this at Deckfest just a couple of days ago. Hey, by the way, I hope some of you out there caught Deckfest. It was a great one this year. And we had some real talent out there. And I had a really fun set myself. Threw out some hardcore songs and did a little sing-along.
Yeah, it was good.
But, I find that, like, I love the lyrics and the messages behind it because although it sounds a bit, like, angsty, like, it sounds a bit angsty, but I think there's a lot of meaning and, like, emotion behind that. And I guess I'm kind of an emo at heart. Like,
always.
Yeah, even if it sounds grating and loud, it's sensitive.
Well, I can never escape the elder emo accusations because I fully am. I was totally a scene kid.
Yeah.
Got into punk. Yeah. And then it just elevates or keeps going from there, I guess.
Now we're just like sludge emo, like whatever, man.
Nothing has changed. I realize that.
You just can't hear what they're saying now.
Nah, you don't need to. None of my business.
You know it's emotional. It's enough.
I get the vibe.
Yeah. Okay, you brought another one. You brought some German music.
Yeah, some German punk.
Nice. Punk song, okay.
Yeah, this band is a band from, in English it would be Saxony, but Sachsen-Anhalt, and that is like East Germany. Mm-hmm. And so the band name is Pisse, which is piss. Mm-hmm. This song Schwätzer, and Schwätzer in German means like someone that like can't stop talking, or just like talks kind of like bullshit a little bit.
Sure, yeah.
So and like this, I love the lyrics to this goddamn song. So I grew up in East Germany for a little bit, and like it's really intense, like the DDR and like the Soviet stuff. Like it is wild, and I could probably talk your ear off just alone just about that. But it just like is a very specific vibe because like even like my neighbors, they waited for 25 years to get a car. They got it right before the wall came down, and that Trabant was like their pride and joy. So this song is about like when you go and sit, and this is the vibe that I get from it. And it totally feels like that. When you sit in like a bar in Berlin or like honestly anywhere in East Germany, but like sit there and like there's always someone that yaps. It's so it's in any bar, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But there's always like there'd be like somebody that grew up in the DDR, like an old guy that would just talk about how it used to be and how different everything was and blah blah blah, no bananas and all that.
Yeah.
And honestly, I used to love it. It would be my favorite thing. You would just drink like the cheapest beers, and I would get absolutely hammered and listen to
the history of Berlin.
Fuck, old men just yapping. Yeah, I absolutely loved it, you know?
Things they did around the wall.
Yeah, like, it's insane. Like, we, you know, like, one of my really good friends in Berlin, Edna, she was a few years older than me, but, like, she grew up in the East, and, like, in her high school classes, they would do, of course, like, you know, the curriculum, but, like, then the other chunk of their day was, like, they would go and they would make windows for submarines. So, like, picture being you're like, oh, okay, here you go, math. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, no, now we're going to go make submarine windows, kids.
It sounds like the war movement, right? Yeah, like, so. I have interesting memories of my grandmother who, when she was young, she moved, her family moved to New York. She was Hungarian.
Oh, cool, okay.
And I don't know if it was true or not, but she used to joke about how, like, she worked for the U.S. Navy, I believe, or the Army. And she was always talking about how she couldn't talk about what she did. And, like, she wanted to keep it, like, on the right. And I wasn't sure if it was just a bit she did so that, so because she wanted us to think she was a spy. Or if she really, she just didn't want, either she didn't want to or she couldn't talk about it. But, like, traumatizing part of people's lives in that generation.
Well, I think about it, too. Like, my Oma, she was a teenager she kind of was like the maid for like an SS captain's house outside of Berlin, and like she was an orphan, and she ended up having to, like, when the bombs were coming down in Berlin, I'm sorry, I'm laughing, but she had to, like, bike out with her, like, her 2-year-old kid was on the front of the bicycle, and, like, she's biking out of Berlin while, like, the bombs are hitting, and, like, she would never talk about any of that, obviously, because it was, like, so traumatizing, and, like, she honestly wouldn't talk a lot in general. I feel like that's, like, very much the German way, but I only, like, would hear stories here and there from, like, my dad, like, what he would tell me.
Yeah.
But it was brutal, you know? And, like, at the time, like, my favorite story is always, too, it's, like, you know, schnitzel. Everyone's like, German schnitzel, yum, yum, yum. And it's, like, okay, so you go down to, like, Austria in the south, it's always veal, right? That's, like, if you want to call it a Wiener schnitzel, it has to be veal. And then it's, like, the rest of Germany uses pork. And then you have the Berliner schnitzel, which was cow udder that got hammered to shit and then breaded and consumed.
Well, I'm learning stuff.
So
I feel like I'm in that bar in Berlin now, right?
Yeah, you better be.
Yeah, so here's that song from Pisa that we were talking about. Imagine a scuzzy German bar, and the song is about the guy sitting in the corner drinking too much and just yapping your ear off. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. And everything smells like piss and beer.
Okay, let's go.
Ayo.
All right, see you in Berlin.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, a Vancouver special there. That was Anchorus with An Old Wolf. And before that, Pisse from Berlin. That was fun. I enjoyed the chats. We were just going off on raisins randomly.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I like raisins. You know, like I grew up eating those little Sunkist sort of packages of raisins. But what I think is like an unfair assault on my senses is raisins and other soft things, like a soft cinnamon bun with raisins. Mm-hmm. It's like this cinnamon bun is like sweet and soft, and then you'll bite into a juicy raisin and like that's too far. It's one
too
step too far. Yeah, it's juicy and soft.
I personally was talking about how I literally would drive every day if I could to the bakery in Hazleton to get one of their sticky raisin buns. And then he went off about how that is a blasphemous thing.
Well, that's where we clash, but listen, I'll have you on the show again. It's fine.
That's true friendship right there. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm actually kind of glad because that means it's more sticky bun for me.
More sticky bun for
like,
you.
I don't like sharing.
Okay, good to know. Okay.
But then we were talking about being neurospicy and how food textures and how that right there is just like, I was like, that's a diagnosis in and of itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I have this weird thing where like I welcome hard music and heavy music and like grating sounds and like vocals that just like, oh yeah. So the thing about like growling or screamy vocals, as long as they're done correctly, is that really tickles a part of my brain. Mm-hmm. Like that feels, that's like really, that tickles a part of my brain that's good. I can handle that, but unwelcome sounds that come out of nowhere, like children screaming, mm-hmm. or like someone like choking on their spit beside me, those like sounds are like assaulting me.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing. I was like, I personally don't like chewing or the sound of like, you will never catch a clock in my house.
Oh,
the
like
sound,
tickling.
Oh okay, my god.
Well, you can get tickless clocks.
That's true. Thank you.
We're big fans of tickless clocks here on CSCK 949 FM, Smithers Community Radio. I forgot to do a call out, so that's a call out right there.
Look at that.
You're listening to CSCK. This is Mind Funnel, by the way. If you tuned in like 30 minutes ago, you're still listening because that's how cool we are. You're listening to Mind Funnel. I'm Tor, and we have Indra on the show.
Yeah.
Another special guest. Love it. Again, thanks for showing up. Really cool. You brought your coffee.
Heck yeah. It's been my pleasure.
Your cold coffee?
Yeah, of course. I run on coffee.
Hey, you brought one more in. Talk about the next one,
yeah,
number 12 there.
The swimming song. So I always end up having a song of like the summer because I'm cheesy like that.
Okay.
But at the very beginning, I really love him. I feel like I never can say his name right. It's one of those that I'm like... my brain sees it and it's like, it sees Lou and then Dawn. But Luden, I'm like, that's not, it's Loudon, I would say. Loudon? I would say it's Loudon. I don't know. I feel like I probably have Googled this 1,000 times in my life and be like YouTube videos of like, how is his name pronounced? And so therefore it panics me to say this name, but Loudon. The song was worth bringing on, but it came on.
We're playing the song either way.
Either way, either way. I'm pretty sure he's dead. This song came out in 1973.
Oh, like, is that right?
I think we're safe. Hopefully he won't be offended by saying his name wrong. But it just randomly came on, and he has like a couple other ones. Like one of his songs, like Motel or Hotel Blues or something. I loved that song like 10 years ago, obsessed.
Nice.
Anyway, this one came on, and it was right before I went with my best friend to Vancouver. And I was like, it just was like, oh, this kind of sounds like, and I've heard it before, but I'm like, this feels like it's going to be the summer song. And it's all about all the different places that he went swimming. I've seen that it's also like about sex and other things. So it's like, interpret the song as you want.
Right.
But I was like, I'm going to swim everywhere. And my first swim of the year was in the ocean in Vancouver. And the only thing that I haven't swam in yet is a swimming pool. So if you have a swimming pool that you would want me to swim in, hit me up.
Stay out of my pool. I have a giant available pool, but you're not going to swim in it.
Rude.
What about the goddamn rec center?
No, I want it to be outside. I'm picky. I want it to be an outside pool. I don't want an inside. I want an outside pool.
Yeah.
If not, I'm bound and determined. The end of my summer, I'm still gonna go swimming. I'm. Fucking...
Why does it have to be outside pool? What's the deal?
It's just sometimes I set my mind to things, and I just need to have it. You know.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Okay.
I don't have anything up my sleeve at the moment.
I don't know anybody with a pool. I don't think. Or and right now, if they come out of the woodworks, I'm really excited.
But
about
if you randomly get a text from me, like, guess fucking what?
Pool time. Oh, I'll be there.
All right, the swimming song, Loudon. This is Swimming Girl Summer. Thanks for bringing this one in. And then I think we'll go straight to Bolt Thrower after this.
Yeah.
And maybe that's still like the last song. We'll see what we got.
Yeah.
We got like 7 or 8 minutes, so.
Cool.
Okay, Loudon with the swimming song. All right, stay tuned.
Swimming.
Yes, I love some punk rock to finish it off. Good song. That is Spalsa with Graves for Graves. I'm a punk rocker at heart. Can't leave that behind. All right. This has been Mind Funnel, and you've been listening to Tor and Indra just yap about this and that and music and Berlin. So thank you for tuning in. Once again, Mind Funnel on CICK 93.9 FM, your local place for metal, noise, other weird music. But really, thanks a lot for tuning in. Let's get back to the loop. Thanks, Indra.
Oh, thank you for having me. This was awesome.
Yeah, it's been great. And you're going to join me again?
Oh, yeah.
You have to.
Yes, please.
All right, cool. And yes, we will get back to regular programming now. Let's go.
Yeah.